Dictation for Daniel Lorenz, L-O-R-E-N-Z. September 2545, address as a letter, Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U, 7751640. Dear Dr. Ginu, teleconference, Mr. Lorenz, advanced renal failure. Last visit in July. On a higher dose of Bumex, presently 3 milligrams a day divided doses. Recent worsening shortness of breath, edema, orthopnea, and oxygen. All these symptoms has returned to baseline, way down from 181 to 170. Trying to do salt and fluid restriction, although he lives alone. And he depends on ready-to-eat food, which are very high in sodium. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena. Presently off the oxygen, edema improved, shortness of breath improved, no purulent material hemoptysis, has atrial fibrillation, but no chest pain palpitation. Review system is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the Bumex as the only blood pressure treatment and heart and kidneys. Next paragraph, blood pressure runs low, 88-53. However, he is alert oriented time 3, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, does not appear to be in respiratory distress or facial asymmetry. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, creatinine up to 3, baseline being in the mid or lower 2s. This is probably from effect of diuretics. The last sodium potassium acid base normal. Glucose has been elevated, 150s, 200s. Calcium has been normal. Previously, no gross anemia. Prior phosphorus mildly elevated. Has elevated pro-BNP close to 10,000. Has bilateral small kidneys below 10 centimeters without obstruction. Mild degree of urinary retention, 152. Back in October 2020, low ejection fraction, 40%. His status post Watchman procedure for AFib. Does have, however, tricuspid, aortic, mitral valve regurgitation, and the right ventricle is low ejection fraction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive renal failure, likely from the effect of congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, a number of valve abnormalities, and right heart failure dysfunction. Continue to monitor, no indication for dialysis. He understands that dialysis is done for GFR less than 15, based on symptoms, either from uremia or difficult to control volume overload, in his case, cardiorenal syndrome. We are going to ask to assist, excuse me, not to assist, to attend for pre-dialysis classes. We discussed briefly the different options, at home CAPD, in-center hemodialysis, the need for an AV fistula, continuous salt restriction as much as he can, as he lives alone, as indicated above, depends on ready-to-eat food, continual anticoagulation, excuse me, he is not on anticoagulation because of the Watchman procedure. He is also off antiarrhythmics, failed prior ablation. Other issues include prior smoker COPD, coronary artery disease with chronic angina, urinary retention for enlargement of the prostate, a component of diabetic nephropathy. He has not tolerated CPAP machine for sleep apnea. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.